Motion is second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
WEX for $1,791.32. Mount Wheeler, $77.79. Sahara, $314.03. Tire Shop, $195.33. Rocky Mountain Power, $25.86. And Holton Company for $1,100. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Todd?
You see the balance sheet, and then the next page is the detail for the month of July that set all the O&M payments. I think there was only one or two checks that were outstanding, and I just can't. Anyway, I thought that they cleared when I did the reconciliation, so I think we're okay. Just look at those payments, the other income, that's from the state of Utah reimbursing for some of the fire stuff. I guess that Greg did.
Yeah, probably fuel bills.
And then that, and I just put that little fuel bill for you guys in WEX right on that whole wildland corner. And then that Gary Shoes, I didn't void that check just yet. So.
I apologize. I talked to Gary a couple times. Scipio's paid these, but they sent an invoice to the district. So we paid the credit card. So
I'll void that check.
Let me just get it in writing, and then I'll email Manel, and then you can void that check. Yeah, we talked about it earlier in the month, but folks, I apologize.
And I didn't do anything at all on that one. I just called you before I did anything on that one.
So. Okay.
I just haven't voided it in the QuickBook in the
tax software. Okay. Yeah.
So I thought, if they decide they didn't pay it, I'll just leave it there. It won't be there next year, next month. So
okay.
We void it.
Yeah, I'll just keep working stuff, but everything's squared. It's just where it got mailed to instead of Scipio, instead of the district. So.
And then if you go past that income statement, we've got the comparison to the previous year. There's more income last year. And I don't know if there was a payment from the taxes that came in, like in July or something, last year. I don't know, but everything else is pretty close as far as income. As a total expenses because we spent on that truck for Leamington, the expenses are almost exactly where they were last year. So we're showing a lot bigger loss just because of that difference in the $175,000 of taxes. So, but other than that, everything else is tracking. And as far as budget, we're still on budget. So any questions?
No questions? Okay. Last month we talked about transferring the Dakota to Scipio. So I guess we need to approve it.
I'll make the motion. I'll second.
The truck to Scipio, but for what we talked about.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Sorry,
Scipio. Thanks, guys. I got the license plate right here. So.
Sorry, Scipio.
We're going back.
uh, Is there any other business? Jim has to be excused. I guess I should have said that earlier, but he working up doing flood mitigation for the county. He couldn't make it down, so.
Maybe just say thanks to everybody that helped us in Kenosha. All that chaos, we had people from everywhere. It was awesome to have support and help. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
So, going on that note, for those of you and Greg, can you give us an update? Like, where are we at? I know we're still concerned about you guys down there,
so,
with floods and stuff, but what's the update? What's the latest?
So, on the fire, as far as the fire goes, I can't remember the exact acreage, like 147,000 or something like that, but we're 93% contained. Just know we're going to see smoke in that until the snow flies, so they're transitioning tomorrow to a Type 14. Brett Bailey's taking over. I see him on that tomorrow morning. And then it'll be the local forest that's taking care of it from here on out. As far as like flood mitigation, I know Warren's been working his butt off for the last 3 weeks, getting all that taken care of in Kenosha. They damn near dug a new pond in Meadow, well, almost a mini lake. Getting prepared for flood mitigation. And then I know the county road, they've been up Chalk Creek. There's the mouth of Chalk Creek doing a whole bunch of work for Fillmore City, trying to get stuff taken care of so that when and if it does flood, that all the debris and everything get caught and the water can still run down the drip main drainage there. Any more you got, Mark?
No, too much. It was Armageddon there for a while. It was pretty stressful. I don't know when the rainfall ever hit over the stress and worry that. I can appreciate everybody's help. You guys have seen that too in your communities, but Delta really stepped up, sandbags, and lots of people helped in lots of ways. It's great to see people come together.
Well, goes to crap, don't hesitate to call.
So I'm going to change gears just a little bit and more just a question. So a few years ago it was on an average, right? Like the big fires was rolling off and it was like insurance and stuff with the county, right?
Yep.
We had a massive fire here, right? Yeah. So like, is that something we need to be like budgeting for, like a big increase,
so
like that?
Really, what I can tell you on that side of things, for as far as the CWS and the PC, we need to be identifying projects that we can do within the county or municipalities, even if municipalities want to take on some of these projects. And do fuels mitigation. Make sure you're tracking all of your education.
You got any fuel left?
We should have some of your water projects down.
Can we write the fire off as a wooey project?
Yeah. I wish. But just like look around your communities and see what kind of things that we can do as fuels mitigation projects, because we're going to have to really step it up here for the next few years on either purchasing new equipment. I know that our PC right now is just over 500,000. This could take us up a lot more. I don't know what that's going to look like yet.
Can we get a couple tenders?
That if we can buy equipment and count that towards our PC statement. But we can only count it for I think equipment is like 3 years if it doesn't make the what our portion of it is. And so that's going to be something that the district's going to have to think about is what kind of equipment do we want to bring into the county, and what we're going to be paying out to try to help cover that.
I think on the other side of that, us as the fire district, we need to talk to anybody and everybody that we can that has to do with the state on this, because this could make a huge jump in that, which was $500,000. That could change that to $3 million.
Yeah.
Which would bankrupt the whole district.
Yep.
So we need to also be talking to anybody we can, from the forestry and fire, from everybody. Because they don't recognize the fact that we have such huge amount of acres down here, but we've only got 6,000-7,000 people to pay for that.
Yeah.
If that same fire happened in Utah County, it cost everybody 35 cents. But now it's going to cost us $3,000 a person. That it's not even possible. It's not feasible. And I think this one, when they come back and the state says, you guys got to commit to $3 million, we're going to have to draw a hard line and just say, bullshit, we can't do it. We can't. And then they give you the, well, if there's a fire on private ground, well, we fight half this shit for free anyways.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they say, we ain't going to pay for it, or you're going to have to pay for it. Well, and you're going to have to pay for all the shit that comes off the Forest Service and burns the private ground. I don't know. We're going to have to make a pretty hard stand if the state comes back and says that our commitment for this wildfire fund is going to be $3 million. We just ain't got that money. It will literally bring everybody's budgets down to $5,000-$6,000 a firehouse. Good luck buying fuel for your trucks this year. So there's a little bit of that we need to make sure anytime we talk to anybody with forestry and fire or we might have to try and start getting a hold of state legislators.
That might be a good place to start.
And just start putting, if you got it, I don't know. I've never tried to get a hold of a state legislator, but it might be worth everybody's time to research that a little bit and try and get in everybody's ears, because our county cannot afford that. It's just not even possible. And they'll give us something like, oh, we'll take this one off the books. Well, yeah, but you kind of, they've been creeping that up more and more every year, no matter what. But I feel like we're going to have to draw kind of a hard line somewhere. Because exactly, how are you going to do $1.5 million worth of fuel mitigation? They burnt the fucking mountain down.
Yeah.
There's no fuel left.
Yeah.
Like, and of course, all these are going to be red acres. Everything that burns is going to be red acres. Like,
yeah.
It's obscene. It's not even possible. So I feel like that's something that we're going to have to gear towards this year.
When will they save how much? When will they let that come out?
It goes on the state budget, I think.
Yeah, no, for how they do that.
I think so.
2027.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our PC statement for 2027 is going to be higher. Now granted, this fire is going to be probably one of the top fires, so it's going to get thrown out. They throw off the high and the low, and then go with the.
So we take the 18 million wild goose versus the 28 million.
Exactly.
Milford Flat Fire came off, I think, finally. So
yeah.
Well, that was off. That should have been off a few years ago.
Yeah. But they're taking like the highest fire.
Yeah.
I mean, they almost need to take the highest year. They need to take the entire years off, not the highest fire.
Well, I think that's what average burners, but year average for fire year.
But anyways, it's too high right now, anyways. Because I don't know if everybody remembers when they first came up with this program. You know, they're like, oh, well, we're going to let you come in at this lower number and
yeah.
gain 10% every year until it meets what we said it should be. Well, we're like stacking up right now.
We're right there at the top of it.
And it's just, it's absurd. I don't agree with that at this point.
Well, I guess, forgive me, Pat, because I'm slow, but like, is that something in our fiscal year budgeting? You know, I mean, we're going to be having, I mean, we're in September, basically,
yeah.
right? And like, do we need to start having that budget, you know, having those discussions, anticipating? I mean, I know.
Because it'll be on.
You're kind of up against
it. Because there won't be enough money there.
No, I agree.
The budget means right now everybody cuts their O&M by 50% and leaves that
yeah.
out.
But even that
point. And that's still not going to be enough.
And even if you were trying to raise, put that $3,000 per head per person in Miller County, even if you could, it wouldn't happen until 2028.
Yeah.
Right. So I think we just got to really hammer down when the state comes in here and says you got to do this. We'll take all we got then, because you know we'll just shut down our firehouses and leave it to the state to protect the towns and everybody else too.
That's what I was going to say. You almost have to have that heart of mind because, yeah, if they now expect that we're already volunteering what little precious time we have to fight fire, and then we're supposed to volunteer to go do a $1 million fuel project.
Yeah,
who's going to do that?
Well, exactly. And they say, well, you don't need to pay the money. Well, who? You want me to quit my job then?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, how is that even feasible? How many people in Utah County quit their jobs to go, you know, do their commitment for their wildlife fund? None. But they have the tax basis to make up for it, the population. We don't. We have tons more acres to take care of, and we're just small little towns. So I think, and they're trying to keep everybody on this same scale. Well, I'm sorry, Stampede County and Miller County are two different scales. You can't
yeah.
put them in the same scale.
We had this discussion in chief meeting about the ISO scale. Like, it's
yeah.
skewed. You know, like you're never going to get a, you might get a passing grade, but you're never going to get an A out of that audit. Right?
No. No, but they're you know, they're trying to go by numbers, by how many acres and how many,
yeah.
you know, what the last few fires cost. Well, I mean, heck's sakes. That just don't work when you got this small of a population in this much area.
Yeah. Well, we got more desert than anybody else in the state of Utah.
So, and I know this is a stretch, and I'm probably going to get tarred and feathered, but like, does our commissioners, are they aware of like the urgency of this? I mean, does anybody have these discussions to bring them up to speed, or is that something that they can help us out with? I don't know how to contact a legislator. I mean, I would, but like, do you start local or do you go straight to the state?
It's probably not a bad idea, but I just feel like going local is going to be a waste of time. Just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I.
Those county commissioners have some clout if they're aware of it and if they'll do it.
When was the last time one of them came to this meeting?
That's right.
Well, that's the if they'll do it thing. I don't have a lot of faith.
Our fire commissioner ain't going to do anything about it. So who's over? Who's delegated over the? Okay. I didn't know. I was hoping they. I was curious if they're all switched.
Okay. It may switch after the new year when the other two
yeah.
win, but right now it's Bill Ryan.
Okay.
If you tell Bill one of the other commissioners, he's still going to go.
Yeah.
That's how I got here last time. I called him and said, oh, I think he's going to go. Well, that's my job. I said, well. And then showed up.
Right, right.
Do you think we can do that next month? Is it not?
I can do
yeah,
that next month.
I'll try to
what's in my home?
Land tank. They all can.
So how does that?
Could that include
participation more involved in the percentage? I'm not exactly sure how it costs, for example, percentage.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'd be happy to take on an assignment if we need to do some research to, I can help you, Greg, or whatever, because I'd like to learn more about it, right? Kind of come prepared if we could schedule some, you know, on the agenda to try to get a commissioner here to explain the urgency and kind of what our concerns are, and then I guess we can go from there. I guess out of respect, Pat, just start at our local level and then work through the chain of command, but we'll see where that goes.
Well, if you did have a commissioner come, you would want to follow up with somebody, everybody going to the county commission meeting and making sure he brought it up to the commissioner, because I think what happens is it just didn't happen. If he just comes and listens and then it...
Oh, this doesn't concern me.
Yeah.
The way it goes.
So
maybe we show up to the county.
Yeah, maybe at some point we need everyone to get on the agenda.
Get on the agenda. Have him come explain it to him and put it on the agenda of the county commission meeting so all the commissioners are aware of what's going on.
That is the key, I think, right there. You just said it. You nailed it on the head. Was it you, Casey?
Yeah, which one?
To get on the board, probably Jim, maybe Travis, the main people need to get on the commissioner meeting.
Oh, the agenda.
Yeah, that was somebody else.
And we all need to show up.
Yep, yeah.
All of us show up.
If you had a great big group, and yeah, that's probably where I would start.
When was the next meeting?
It says it on the county website, I believe. They have when the meetings are.
Yeah, luckily they do it like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So nobody will show up.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's going to be a bad time. But yeah, if that would be where I would start.
Well, like I said, I'd be willing to take the action to help Copeland or Greg kind of do some homework and come prepared, you know, because I'd like to learn it, you know, that way I'd be educated on it.
Well, we probably need to.
Well, we ought to do it. We should either invite Violet or Thomas to this meeting next month and be like, hey, we need some clarification.
What are we in for? What are we in for next year?
Because he can give an estimate of the
If he won't have much of an estimate, other than he'll know he's going to say something like, it's going to be $1 million before.
Yeah.
When you say, no, you're screwed.
Yeah. So Lindell said that the commissioner meeting was when?
First and third Tuesdays at 10 a.m.
So maybe it would be a good idea to talk, do this in stages, talk to this guy, find out what he thinks, and then maybe have the commissioner come the same time, and then get on the commission agenda. Then that way he's like, we're going to be there, we're going to be on the agenda, so take notes.
Yeah. Well, can you spearhead that? See if we can get somebody here
from the state
for next.
Next
month
isn't
it?
Is
it here?
Oh,
sure.
Probably not.
Why did he
might not even care.
Yeah. Because he'll be getting paid to go to that meeting. He doesn't like the rest of us suckers.
I'll talk to Landon and Thomas soon. He's the one who's in the mouth. Maybe go look for some stuff.
Back to Lauren's point, everybody's time is valuable. Again, I'd just throw it out there. I'd be willing to hold like an emergency meeting if we needed to, somewhere central, right? Just for that specific discussion, you know. I'm sure we could find a random Thursday or something that we could at least get together, you know, rather than go to Garrison. But that's just a thought I'd be willing to throw out too. We'd even schedule a second meeting in September if we could.
Do we want to wait until September?
Sorry?
Do we want to wait until September?
Yeah,
that's a few weeks out.
I'll have to say.
they have the third, where they have better control than we're doing. Cost, and they have close number, how much it's going to cost?
I don't know that they'll have a number because they don't have a final cost of the fire. So.
But I don't know if they could go, exactly. They could run the numbers off of not having this number, knowing that it's the highest one anyways.
Yeah, it's basically be kind of like adding a little flat fire back in.
Is this going to beat the cost?
No, this will be more expensive than any of that.
Oh, it will be, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell, they put $1 million worth of retardant down in one day right there across South Mountain and Tanaka.
Well, tonight, that one of the tower fire, to protect the radio frequencies too. I mean, I know it didn't burn up the acres, but I mean the amount of resources and stuff that was protecting the homes and the radio equipment, that one's a very expensive one. So, like, our average, no matter what we do, our average is definitely going up.
Every fire we've had this year has been millions of dollars, not.
Yeah. Well, I just figured we need to start thinking about that as a fire district. That's something that we need to start preparing ourselves for, and even having conversations with the cities and with, you know, who we're representing as well.
Yeah.
There are some. There are parts of that we can opt out of it. We can completely opt out, but then that leaves.
If we're liable for it.
We're responsible for private acreage.
Yeah.
But on the other side of that, when private acreage, especially with wildland fires, burns, it burns anyways. Well, you don't pay the landowner for the acreage. You just pay for the fighting the fire on it, which.
The total cost.
So at that point, we maybe start going after landowners, insurance companies for the cost of
But on that same note, then our CWS agreements go away. Yep. We don't get paid for our trucks on the wildland fires. Yep. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but that's a big part of my revenue, even on a not huge year. It was a huge chunk of my revenue this year, but. Even on a normal year, that's a big part of our life.
I didn't worry about buying fire on federal ground either.
This is true.
It's their problem.
It is their problem, but like I said, that's part of my budget too.
I mean, everybody's got to decide. If your budget lost $3 million to get.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just saying it's counterproductive, but.
Yeah, you can always take the truck and just kind of privatize it, if you will, like a lot of these people do. You know, not even. There's holding fire department as its own thing, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer's gonna be, but I just know that it can bankrupt this fire district real fast. And then we have no budget, so
yeah.
I think it's worth having a discussion. So what I'm hearing, just kind of gathering, is sounds like Greg's gonna invite the state. We gotta decide if we wanna try to get together and go to a commission meeting.
Well, I think we've got to talk with Landon and Thomas, and maybe they can bring somebody else down from the state office to talk about it a little more.
Even if they can start kind of halfway around the numbers a little bit, get us a round number, and then we can go to the county commission and inform them, because this is our budget. This cost. It's not the county's budget. This fire district is its own taxing entity.
We need to have a serious discussion about raising taxes too. We've kicked that down the road far enough now that, I mean, I hate to do that. I hate taxes as much as anybody, but if it takes until 28, like Todd said, we need to be working towards that now. Because if it does come back $3 million, I didn't look at that number tonight, but maybe you just roll by 1 year of that. But that second year, 28, you better be raising taxes, or we will be next year.
Well, even if we started now for a tax raise, it'd be 28 before it's
in.
Before it would even go into effect. You know, you basically have it. It's going to take you 2 years to go through the process.
At some point as well, because We have not raised that tax rate at all.
And it's a very small, even if you doubled it, it's a...
And maybe because of the fact that you go to the county and say, hey, we've got to raise taxes if this happens. And because they're so adverse for it, maybe that would motivate them to hit, go after...
We're going to have to raise them no matter what, but it could greatly affect how much we need to raise them, for sure.
It would just be that, oh, we don't want to raise taxes, so then we need to go...
Let's see what we can do else,
You know, the commitment agreement, I guess that's what it's called, has been, I feel like it's been a pretty reasonable thing that they've worked with the counties and everybody with. And they've made it, well, I guess more of a paper deal for Copeland and Graves, but your cities also need to work with them too, or work with the fire departments. When I worked for Delta, every time we purchase a new loader, I put it toward that commitment agreement.
Yeah.
You know, as mitigation. You know, our city cleanups are, you know, that's. But,
all that stuff.
But luckily they've just set a number that you have to meet for this participation agreement, which is man hours and in-kind service and equipment purchases. They haven't said you have to pay this much money.
Well, we do if we don't meet that commitment, but we can help with meeting it.
Yeah, if we don't meet the commitment. But I think as a county, even if we got county road involved in our cities,
well,
we
the
can...
county road is a big part of
we can...
Well, that's the other thing, is they're already... The county road is shouldering probably 70% of this burden
even
themselves.
Even their equipment purchases and everything that the county does, I think, could go toward this participation to where it offsets and we don't have to.
But we're already doing that, and we can ask them to do more.
But we as our local departments also need to do our legwork too, you know, like the new equipment the city purchases, the city cleanups, the landowner yard cleanup, whatever, you know, track those hours, track the time, because every penny of that goes toward that commitment. And these next few years, we're going to need every bit we can put into that to meet it, to where we don't have to pay out of pocket.
And I know the dozer purchases and stuff that the county's always done the last few years, that's really kept us going. I think Copeland said that he was planning on using that for like the next couple of years. And with the way that this fire meter has been, I don't know, a couple more than one more.
You know, if your city sprays roadside or whatever, that can go toward this also.
Yeah, you know, right. I think you might be underestimating what this is going to do to us.
Well, I know that a couple of years, like I say, when I worked with Delta, and I was putting the numbers and giving them to Landon when he was in there. Yeah, we were, you know, with the loader purchase and our pesticide, you know, and our spray program and everything we had with Delta, we were a couple hundred thousand dollars that we were committing to this also. So, you know, it can add up pretty quick too. So just something to think about.
Yeah, but the other side of that is you have to spend that money.
You also have got all that approved.
You have to. That means your city has to buy another loader this year. Well, what if they ain't got the money?
Yeah.
You know, so I think we need to go at the other side of this. The state. Every person in this state drives through this county. You know, whether they stop at Maverick and buy a drink or whatever, I don't know. But every person in the state uses this county. But then when the damn thing catches on fire, well, sorry guys, you guys need to come up with some money to take care of this. Well, no, I think that's something at a state level that they need to take care of more. Especially when it comes to all these fires being on federal ground. Because very minimal parts of it are on private.
Yeah. And I don't know whether the it's just the private acres that count towards our commitment or not, but I know when Milford Flat burned, 90% of that was private. Burned across the desert on all that ranch land. There wasn't a lot of that wasn't on BLM. There wasn't on it was all private. But that's why that really cost us.
I remember seeing a mold that was showing the cost of the actual fire, the actual overall fire cost. And they'll tell you it's $28 million.
Maybe if we need to pay for this one, we won't get that one.
Well, there's some of that too, because if the federal government, FEMA's coming in and taking care of that, well, the state can't claim any of that.
Yeah.
Because the state ain't picking up no bill on that. But if they say, well, because the fire costed this much, well, wait a second, it didn't cost you this much.
Again, that's the fire that's getting kicked out. What about the national?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there FEMA money on the wild goose? Is that the next thing or something?
No. Yeah.
So you're right back in.
Yeah, we're right back to where we started. So.
Yeah.
Well, I just think we need to be looking at that anyways. That's something we need to be geared up for and communicating with anybody we can, with the state and whoever else will listen.
Anything else for the group?
So we need to find out what the state put into this domain, this statement of adoption to it. We're not going to, it could be a lot less than we thought.
Anything else?
No.
Good. We'll make a motion to pay.
Kendall.
Second.
Let's go home.
If you're not here, get them on the mail on the next day.
So where did it go?
Probably to Kanosh Town. So. They're all signed. The ones for the bills. Yeah, just need some extras for this next month if I have some. Yeah, I know about the next
day.
So we won't have the right account.
Let's get out of cereal before we close the gates. I don't want to print out no record.